not.
Circuses on the air.
The president doesn't.
Sometimes you feel like
that
a...
That means that it is not illegal.
Sometimes you don't.
Tear down this wall.
Here's Johnny!
Hey, Luke. May the force be with you.
It was you, Kristen, who shot J.R.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
We're not gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
John's been waiting a long time to take the reins.
My name is Dave Letterman. Last night, I became a father. Thank you very much.
Today, Apple is going to reinvent the phone.
George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
For the third time in six seasons, it's one goal achieved. The Chicago Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup. The Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup.
It's in time.
And now, this is history.
You're going to need outstanding hosts.
With Dave Plyer.
It's a guy, but I love you.
And Dave Schwann on 720 WGN.
And good morning, Mr. Dave Schwann.
Well, good morning and Happy New Year, Dave.
Happy New Year to you as well.
Happy New Year, Curtis, Roger, the world.
I know, we usually spend New Year's together. On the air.
On the air.
On the air, yes.
Let's qualify that.
Let's qualify that. Yeah, first year in a while that I didn't do that, but it was nice to have a little time off.
You deserved it, and
it was
we had fun New Year's Eve and New Year's Day mornings with Pete McMurray.
Yeah, you did. So, yeah. I love Pete. Pete's great.
Yeah.
Pete's always fun.
Got done here and got done in time to watch the Blackhawks. Unfortunately, they didn't pull it out, but...
My son went.
Did he?
To the game with nine
sure
of his friends.
Sure looked great. The stadium and everything, the festivities.
He had a great time. Had an absolutely great time. And it wasn't too cold. Like, I was at the one at Soldier Field.
The real brutal one.
Brutal. Like, my coat was soaked to my skin. That's how wet it was out there.
Were you facing the wind? Because it was also really windy that night.
I was facing the lake, so yes, I think I was.
Okay, because I was on the north side by the north end zone, so we had the winds at our back.
Yeah.
So we just had snow falling down. We didn't have the wind that terrible. But
oh, is this the one at Soldier Field?
Soldier Field, it was a blustery. I mean, the winds
tons
were
of blankets.
30, yeah.
Oh, it was. Man, it didn't do anything.
But it was fun. It was still a lot of fun.
It was fun. I have to say, it was fun. It froze your ass off, but it was fun. But it was fun. Yeah, which was kind of cool. We spent New Year's downtown at a hotel, and my son, and I trust my son, 17, he had a party at the house with nine of his friends. They all stayed over. And I said, here's the thing. No booze in the house, because he's underage, of course. And I said, but I want to walk in the house the next day and know you didn't have a party here. So clean up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they all slept all over the place. So beds were stripped down.
Floor.
Everything was vacuumed. Garbage was taken out. I could not tell there was anything there.
Oh, what a great New
He's
Year's
a good
present.
Kid.
He
He's
is a good kid.
Yeah.
Oh,
excited
yeah.
About that.
Great kid. All three of your...
stop it.
They are.
Nah, stop it.
It was. They made me smile when they were in here on Christmas Eve.
That was fun.
That was terrific.
Yeah, that was fun. That was a lot of fun. as we jump into history
Let us begin.
It's such a nice story, and then I'm going to tell you about the flush toilet created by Mr.
Mr. I was waiting for the sound there.
By Mr. Thomas Crapper.
Yes.
That's who it was.
It is very true.
Patted
that
by
was
Thomas
the
Crapper.
Man's name.
Also, coincidentally, though, Dave, this is also, this week marks the original. It's Roger. He's in the bathroom. It was the debut of All in the Family on CBS. In 1971.
Oh, yes. It debuted mid-season.
With the first toilet flush on television.
Mm-hmm. And the probably
see what I did
the
there?
First belch.
Yeah. Probably, yeah.
You know, they were having dinner, and all of a sudden, he just kind of let loose.
You're totally right. You're totally right.
You know what was the fascinating thing? Dave, I remember watching that, and there was a disclaimer that CBS put out.
Do you have it, Curtis? The All in the Family? Can you skip ahead?
I think so. Yeah, hold on.
Yeah, I think this is I don't think this is the theme. I think this is the disclaimer we had.
Boy, the way.
No, it's the theme. See if you can find it. All in the Family disclaimer.
Just, they were trying to cover their bases.
Yeah, because they were afraid of what they were going to get.
Of,
yeah.
You know, the racial ethnic slurs that were going to be.
Well, I mean, this was the Tiffany Network who just got rid of Green Acres and the Beverly Hillbillies and the Andy Griffith Show, and then this was.
Yeah,
such a difference. And the show was in development. All in the Family was in development at the time, I think for 5 years, on ABC first. It was called Till Death Do Us Part. You can actually watch the pilots on YouTube. One was Till Death Do Us Part, and one was called Those Were the Days.
Those were the days, yeah.
Same Archie and Edith, but two different kids, both pilots.
Carol O'Connor and Gene Stapleton
were there, but not Rob Reiner and not Sally Struthers. It was two different sets of kids.
Was it Norman Lear from the beginning?
Oh, yeah, that
was
from the very beginning. But, yeah, but he tried to get it on for 5 years. He couldn't get it on. CBS finally said, okay, we're going to give it a shot.
And they did, yeah.
Did you find it, Curtis? Hello?
I cannot find anything on there. Okay. I just see a bunch of like interviews, clips, and stuff like
so
that.
So All in the Family disclaimer.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of interview clips about like different stuff that they brought up. So.
1870, the donkey was first used as a symbol of the Democratic Party in Harper's Weekly. So, a jackass representing the Democrats, which I think these days might be appropriate. No, I mean, both sides are just acting like children. 1889, the Coca-Cola Company, then known as the Pemberton Medicine Company, because it was medicine, right? It was
mm-hmm.
what was it? It was cocaine.
There was some cocaine in it.
Yeah. Was originally incorporated in Atlanta, Georgia.
That's
Let's listen
we
to
get Coca-Cola.
Classic Coke commercial.
I like to buy the world of Coke and keep it company. That's the real thing. I like to teach the world what's to sing in perfect harmony. And I'd like to buy the world of Coke.
I think if you grew up in the 70s or 80s or any time, that is probably one of the most classic commercials of all time.
Oh, that was definitely one of the most prominent. It replaced, there are other slogan that went, things go better with Coke.
Right.
It replaced that from the mid to late 60s. But when this hit, remember the aerial photo of the, you know, all the people singing?
It was almost like Woodstock. It was almost like looking at Woodstock in some of that,
By the way, I'm all done. Anyone else?
for the next. Thomas Crapper. See you, buddy. Roger Badish leaving the studio. In 1906, the first radio set advertised. It was Telemco for $7.50 was in Scientific American magazine. It claimed to receive radio signals up to 1 mile. That was the first radio that was actually sold in 1906.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't think there was a lot of content on the air in 1906.
I don't think there was either.
1914, Henry Ford introduces an assembly line for the Model T Ford. 1929, Popeye makes his first appearance in a comic strip titled Thimble Theater. That's probably one of the earliest cartoons I remember watching on television, the black and whites.
Yes, Popeye and Mickey Mouse.
And Mickey Mouse.
What is it? Steamboat Willie, I think? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's see what else here. 1942, reported by our very own Chicago Tribune, the Chicago Cubs, they said dropped plans to install lights at Wrigley's in 1942 due to World War II.
So we had to wait until 1988 for the lights.
Yeah, just another 40 years. 1944, the Golden Globe Awards, bestowed by 93 members of the Hollywood Foreign Press, began in January 1944, recognizing excellence really in film, domestic and foreign, then they added television in the 1950s. The annual ceremony is the kickoff, really, to the award season, the first big major award. In 1943, a group of writers banded together to form the Hollywood Foreign Press Association by creating a generously distributed award called the Golden Globe. The first Golden Globes honoring the best achievements in 1943 filmmaking was held at 20th Century Fox Studios, and it's on tonight.
Golden Globes tonight.
On NBC at 7 o'clock. Right. 160 countries worldwide.
Oh, yes. Sandra Oh, being one of the hosts.
Yep.
Saw a story on her yesterday.
Carol Burnett gets an inaugural award in her name, the Carol Burnett Television Award.
Oh, it's the award is named for her?
Named for her, and she's the first recipient. How fabulous is that?
Yeah.
And then Dick Van Dyke's going to be presenting.
Oh, that's
tonight. How classic is that?
Yeah. Man. That's
I'm looking forward
to
that.
Something else. Good thing the Bears are on the same.
I know. I was thinking the same thing.
Watch this tonight.
I was thinking of the same thing. 1948, Ted Mack's original amateur hour debuts on the Dumont Network, later on NBC, ABC, and CBS. But this was like the first Star Search, American Idol, America's Got Talent.
Yeah,
back in the day.
There was someone who hosted it before him, a man by the name of Major Bose.
Major Edward Bose. Yeah, that's
Major
right.
Bose. Yeah. I remember watching the Ted Mack thing, though.
Did you really?
Vaguely. You know,
because it went on through the 50s.
It went on,
and
I think it was kind of syndicated, and it was on Saturday afternoons, and then it went away.
That's true.
Yeah.
First sitcom on American television airs. Do you know what it was?
First sitcom?
Yeah. 1949. Situation comedy. The Goldbergs.
The Goldbergs.
It was a comedy drama. It was broadcast first on radio from 1929 to 1946, one of the most longest running radio programs. And then from 1949 to 56 on American television, it was adapted into a 1948 play, Me and Molly, and then a 1950 film, The Goldbergs, and a 1973 Broadway musical, Molly.
I know Fibber McGee and Molly never made it to television.
No, they did. It was
very,
just
very early, very briefly.
Yeah, that's right. 1964, the Beatles first appear on the Billboard's charts with I Want to Hold Your Hand. That was the first hit for them in America. And then we get into...
that was just, if it was January, that was just a little over a month before they were on Ed Sullivan.
That's right. That's right. Going back a little bit to 1957, this month, Wham-O, remember Wham-O?
Of course, yeah.
They're still around. They produced the first Frisbee. And I think we have a classic Wham-O commercial. Let's take a listen.
What's a Frisbee? A Frisbee's fun. It's a flying saucer that you command. Watch.
This is the way to curve a Frisbee.
This is the way to curve a Frisbee.
Catch a Frisbee.
Catch a Frisbee. Skip a Frisbee.
Skip a Frisbee. This is the way to hold a Frisbee.
This is the way to boomerang it.
Every Monday morning,
afternoon and evening,
Frisbee's a game of keep away.
Frisbee's a game of keep away. It lifts like a plane
or a flying saucer.
Think about what kids today would think watching that commercial with all the electronic toys and games and stuff that
they
have.
Just ignore it. They'd walk away.
I will say, though, when we go up to Wisconsin and stuff and we're going to go out and picnic and whatever, they'll grab a football and a Frisbee.
Okay.
And you're darn right they will. Absolutely.
Sure, why not?
1971, we were talking about All in the Family debuting. Now, they spun off five different series. What are the five?
Well, Archie Bunker's Place was one, maybe.
Yep, that's right. Let me check that off.
The Jeffersons?
The Jeffersons, that's right.
That's two.
Which also spun off a show called Checking In with the maid, Marla Gibbs.
Marla Gibbs.
It was a short-lived sitcom, yep. Right.
Okay, those are the only two that come to mind at
Maud,
this hour of the morning.
Maud. Which spun off what show? Maud spun off Good Times.
Good Times. Good Times,
Gloria.
And Gloria.
Which was a short-lived.
Very short-lived, yeah.
And then there was one more. 704 Houser Street. It aired in the 90s.
I remember 704.
Yeah, it was about an African-American family with John Amos from Good Times, who moved into the Bunkers residence after they died.
Oh, that's right. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Very odd. All right.
I remember Gloria. Gloria lasted for maybe four episodes or something
That. It was almost a season. It says it was almost
a season. Oh, was it almost one season?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. 1972, let's see here, Sanford and Son premiered. And then 1973, NBC presented the 440th and final showing of Bonanza. 440 episodes. That's crazy. 1974, Happy Days premiered, which is kind of crazy that that's been on 45 years already.
Yeah.
We might do a little Henry Winkler interview because I think he's got a new series coming out on NBC again, that thing that he did with William Shatner. So we might be talking to him again. But Happy Days spun off several shows, too. Laverne and Shirley.
We just lost Penny Marshall.
Mork and Mindy.
Mork and Mindy.
And then there was another, Joni Loves Chachi, which was on for about
a year.
Yeah. But there was another one that spun out of that, too, that was short-lived, too. And it was weird because it spun out of Happy Days, which took place in the 50s, but it was an 80s sitcom. 80,
yeah.
it made no sense. 1974, The $6 Million Man premiered. The Jeffersons, as we said. Hill Street Blues premiered in 1981 on NBC. TV Guide still ranked it number one in the list of 60 greatest dramas of all time. It was like Hill Street Blues, The Sopranos, ER and The Fugitive.
Mm-hmm.
But they ranked Hill Street Blues number one.
Up there, yeah. Well, yeah. That was huge when mm-hmm. it was on.
They, you know, you kind of thought it took place in Chicago.
It had that aura.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I think they used one of the buildings on Grand.
They did.
For the opening credits.
But the police cars were all Chicago police cars, but they took off Chicago and put Metro.
Metro.
Metro police. Yeah.
But
yeah.
They were blue and white.
They were blue and white.
Yeah.
1984, Madonna's first hit single was what?
First hit single?
Mm-hmm. She was on American Bandstand. Her first live appearance, it was Holiday. Is this, do we have... Is it just the song? Yeah, so but she made her appearance with Dick Clark. Okay. You think about how long that guy was on the air from the 1950s
right. Oh, yeah.
All the way through Madonna through the 90s, I think he was on the air. Pretty cool. 1990, Simpsons premiered on Fox TV in January of 1990. It was a Christmas episode. That was the first episode. Originally premiered as an animated short on the Tracy Ullman Show.
Okay.
So for a year or two, they were like little 5-minute shorts before they premiered to their own mm-hmm. series. And now what is it?
Ongoing.
700 episodes?
Yeah.
It's crazy. Let's see here. 1991, Operation Desert Storm began. 1993, David Letterman announced that his show was going to move from NBC to CBS. Now, if you remember this, he was pretty ticked off that he didn't get the Tonight Show.
Yeah.
And this is this is a clip from the press conference announcing he was leaving. He was almost giddy.
As some of you may know, for the last year and a half, I've kind of been interested in doing a show a little earlier than the one I'm doing now. And that reality has come to pass here today. And I'm happy because of that reason. But what really makes me ultimately very happy and very satisfied is the fact that I get to come here and do it at CBS. And I just want to, at this point, thank these people for certainly their patience. I mean, could it have dragged on a little longer?
But that was a big deal. I mean, you know.
Time cover story.
As soon as, which made no sense to me either. I mean, he should have been the heir apparent. Carson wasn't even consulted on the whole thing. And Leno got
and
the job.
And Leno got it.
And then
abandoned it, not all that much longer afterward. That's then he right. wanted to come back.
Yeah.
And then he abandoned it again.
Yeah, he did. Absolutely did. And the 1999 basketball player Michael Jordan announced his retirement from the Chicago Bulls. So there you have it.